All right. Hey, Jordan Smith, New York Supercross. A nice heat race for you. Moved up main event early on. I don't know what. Did you make a mistake early on? You lost a couple spots.
Yeah. I had a really good start in the heat race and the main event both. And I just was a little bit outside in both of them. And in the main event, Adam came into that first turn pretty hot. And we got together and I kind of pushed out and, you know, got shuffled back pretty far just in the first turn, and I felt like I had a really good start. I really couldn't do anything about that, you know, and I came in aggressive, and he just came in a little bit more aggressive and had the inside and bumped me out. So that was definitely a bummer for me. You know, I knew that I needed to get a good start, and for me to get a good start and then have that happen, it was a bummer. But, I just had to put my head down from there.
One of those tracks, I think we saw it with Tomac in the main, one of those tracks you could only almost go so fast, right? Otherwise, ruts and things were going to bite you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, by the end of the race, you know, like trying to do the bigger jumps and stuff, the triples and the rhythms, you're just taking out half the face with your pegs and just squeezing as hard as you can so it doesn't rip your feet off. And, you know, I mean, at any point, any one of us could have done that and went down. You know, I had a few endos where I just was wide open the whole time in the air, and, you know, just holding on for life.
Tough track besides that. I mean, it looked like it was kind of busy. It always kept you going.
Yeah, it was for sure really busy with, you know, the whoops. They weren't overly tough, but, you know, we were kind of jumping into that second set, and, you know, you had to be on point right there. And with all the ruts and with the triples being so soft, the landings, it took a lot of energy just because the bikes were just completely bottoming out and stopping. And so, the track was really tough tonight with how the dirt was and how the track was set up.
Now, the Savatgy thing, probably by the time this goes up, we'll kind of know what happened, but what did you see? And, I mean, obviously, I think we're all in agreement there's got to be some sort of penalty. Now, again, as we do this, we haven't heard anything, but take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anything yet. I've just kind of heard from people, and, you know, it sounds like, you know, kind of the same deal that my teammate, you know, Shane McElrath in Texas, I think, whenever, you know, he had a problem and he went off the track and got back on and he got penalized, you know. So I just hope they do the right thing and do what needs to be done here, and, you know, we'll just wait and see what happens.
You got by him, though, right? Like, or no?
No, okay. No, I think that if he would have got back onto the track, I would have
been past him. That's what I mean. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. I would have been past him, but by the time I saw him, he was back going the other direction. So I actually had no idea what happened during the race until afterwards. So, you know, we'll just see what happens, and, you know, it's definitely going to mix things up.
I mean, I think he'll get something. I hope. I think he should. And if he does, let's assume this. Vegas, between now, we got Osborne, who pulled ahead of you by one, and Joey, we think, should lose some points. Yeah. Hey, this thing's going to be great.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, depending on, you know, what happens here, we've, you know, added up some of the different scenarios with points and whatnot, and we could all be 1 point apart coming into the last round. And if I do get moved up one position, then that'll put me 1 point ahead of Osborne.
Oh, true, right. Yeah.
So, either way, it's going to be, you know, a pretty crazy race at Vegas with West and East combined, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I mean, I don't really have much to lose for me. No one expected me to be in this position other than myself, and so I really have nothing to lose. It's been a great season for me so far, and got a couple wins, and, you know, that was the goal of the season, really, was to get some wins and be up here up front every weekend. And that's what I've been able to do, and I'm really happy with that. So we'll just go into Vegas and see what happens.
Yeah, Hill's going to be on chillax mode. That thing's all sewed up, so it should be great.
Yeah.
Hey, I was talking to a team, not a KTM team today, about those new 250 rules, and they brought up a good point. I'm not pumped they changed them myself, but they said, you know, hey, if Jordan Smith wins this championship, he has to go to 450s next year.
Yeah.
And we all agreed, including that OEM, that, you know, you're probably not ready. You've been injured a lot. You don't have a lot of, you know, years in and years out racing. So knowing that, I guess it's got to be a little bit of a relief that, hey, like, I get another chance in this class. And I think that's a good thing. I'm not so pumped on some of the other guys. But in the end, a guy like you would get victimized.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's going to – if they make a change like this, there's going to be ups and downs on so many different levels for different riders. And, you know, and for me, like you said, if I had to go 450 next year, it probably wouldn't be the best thing. I'm not
– But you were aware of all of it, right?
Yeah, I was aware of that. And right. But if you're in the position I'm in, you can't not win the championship, you know. I mean, you might only get a chance at this one, you know.
Yep.
Who knows what? I might not even be racing dirt bikes next year.
Yep.
So you just never know, and you have to, you know, take the opportunity whenever it comes. And you know, I was prepared for, you know, whatever, and I had heard the rumors that they might change the rule, but, you know, it doesn't really change my outlook on anything. You know, I'm going to try and win, and, you know, my team's never won a championship. So for me to be able to bring them their first championship with everything they've done for me this year, and it would be pretty awesome.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Yep. Thank you. No worries.